Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with my friend and colleague, Dr. Kelly Schaub. She is a functional hormone specialist, a board-certified holistic health practitioner candidate, the owner of Balanced and Well Living. She's a best-selling author and a doctor of pharmacy and a patient advocate who has improved the lives working with aging women for 20 plus years while managing her own hormonal challenges and that of her three daughters. Dr. Schaub empowers busy women to say goodbye to overwhelm, hormone imbalance, and weight gain to achieve sustainable energy, whole body balance, and effortless weight loss. She is passionate about helping women understand the whys and hows of caring for themselves to make their hormonally aging transition less daunting and for a more fabulous future. Welcome, Kelly. How are you?
Hello, Courtney. I'm doing well. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having such an amazing podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for listening and thank you for being on. I'm so excited for you to talk about hormones and for all of our listeners, you know, especially the perimenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal women who can benefit from, you know, from what you have to say or even working with you. You know, I'm sure that's like you're saying, this is where most of your clients are, where most of them live in this stage and age of their lives where, you know, where our bodies are changing and doing funky things and different symptoms and side effects. So would you say are your clients like at the age where they're approaching menopause, like that perimenopausal age, and what do you do to help them?
Thanks for asking. That's a great question. The clientele I like to attract is the perimenopause, menopause group. But the funny thing is, a lot of them don't realize that's what they're dealing with. So I like to reach out and say, listen, if you're 35 or older, say 35 to 50, up to 55, you could be perimenopausal. And some women are menopausal, be it surgically or naturally. But what I'm really finding out is a lot of people don't realize that's what they're dealing with. They might start coming to me for different symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, stress and anxiety, trouble coping. There's so many problems that women have that really are linked to them having hormonal alterations that are naturally occurring in their body. They just don't really realize it. So I like to help them become aware of that this transition is happening and that there's things you can do about it and there's steps you can take so that it's a smoother process. And like a lot of people, like menopause isn't even on their radar. And I get that. Like I wouldn't have thought about that either. Like I was in my 30s and I didn't think that menopause was a thing. I was so busy just trying to survive day to day. I had young kids and a full-time job and ambitions and things, but menopause or symptoms of hormone changes were starting to wear me down. I didn't even know it. So I'll tell you, like a trigger word for me is when somebody says, oh, I didn't know that was menopause, or I didn't know that was a sign of menopause, or I didn't know that was happening to me now. Like that's trigger for me because we need to know this. We need to be aware. And so I've made that my mission to help women get it, that this is something you have to pay attention to now. You don't have to think about it every day, but you need to know that these things are going to happen and they're coming. And we need to change the narrative in our mind that it can be an easy process and it doesn't have to be our mom's menopause. And it doesn't have to be like the old grumpy lady down the street's menopause. Like we have an effect. We have influence over how that is going to occur. And one thing I have to point out, like the word menopause is just not a sexy word. I have a hard time connecting with that word, even though I say it a lot, because menopause just it, like so many people, 30, 40, 50 years old, just don't connect with the word menopause. So we need to change that and teach ourselves and start thinking about it as being actually a liberating time in our life that can be really exciting, really worry-free, and your energy can be great. Your libido can be great. Your relationships can be great, but you need to know that you have to work on it. It may not come naturally for a lot of us. And seriously, if you're a woman in America, you're probably living the same way I do. You're go, 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 go. And you're doing all the things, and you're taking care of all the people, and you're doing all these things that are outside of your body. But we need to start bringing that attention back into our body and know that we have an influence over that hormonal transition so that we can keep staying strong and sexy and vibrant as we grow up.
That's so amazing. And it's so great. Education is key to everything. I always say that with everything, you know, if you know, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And, you know, I think there's so many people that are, I don't know the right word to use. I don't want to say victims of, but there's people that are, mm-hmm. like you said, like in that early age and stage where you just don't even think, you don't think of menopause, you don't think of it. Or like you said, it's just not a sexy word. You're thinking, oh, is there something wrong with me? Cause this is happening. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it's almost like you're dealing with both the physical and the mental, you know, transition of it all. So how did you get into this as your specialty in pharmacy? Because as pharmacists, you know, we all have our crowd of people that we like to attract the most and that are our people, our go-to people in the pharmacy and even outside of the pharmacy. What brought you to this, to hormones and to menopausal women?
Right. I know. I was about 35, 36 years old when I had moved to a new town with my husband and my daughters. And I was looking for a job and I knew some people at an independent pharmacy, and I'm an independent pharmacy girl at heart. My dad owned a pharmacy. I grew up always with pharmacy talk and jargon my whole life. And so I thought, and I had been working in hospital. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to reach out to the pharmacy. Well, they didn't need me to do infusions and antibiotics. They needed a hormone health expert. Because theirs had just left. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm 35 years old. I don't want to work with freaking menopausal women the rest of my career. Are you kidding me? I was like, boo. But the other side of me is like, I need a job. So I was like, okay, tell me more about it. Let me try it out. I'll see what there is to learn about it. Because I, like a lot of people, had this preconceived notion of what menopause was. I had this preconceived notion of what menopause was. So again, like I thought it was grumpy, overweight, tired, dry, angry, irritable, and just lack of luster type of female. Well, it turns out that is the best job that could have ever come into my path. I learned so much from these ladies. Like, they were inspiring. So many of them taught me that 10, 20 years older than me, that I was going to have a great, vibrant life like they were having. They just knew that they had some issues and they wanted to fix them. So I started learning from these women. I started going to conferences and being immersed in the menopause world, hormone fluctuation world, learning more about my own personal hormone health, and realizing that this was an education in real time for me. And now that I'm 50 now, and I've been doing this for a long time with these women, and I thought, my goodness, I need to bring this to more people. I need to help more women become aware of this, because I had that fortunate experience that I almost rejected. And now I'm living a great life. I know that I'm doing a lot better than a lot of my friends because I know some of the things to do. I've been doing them for years. And I just want to help more people. So I'm very fortunate and glad that happened to me when I was 35.
It's awesome. And it is. And it's always the best way to learn too is on yourself. Like I'm always a big person that if it's something new or there's like a new supplement or something that's supposed to be good for something or, you know, just something that I'm teaching people about or recommending, I always love when I or someone near or dear to me is using it and I can give them like a personal testimony so that you're like living it and feeling it with your clients. You can relate so much better to them when you're dealing with it yourself and you can understand, you know, oh, I did this and it helped, you know, you feel great recommending things to people. And you, when you tell them, it's more like it's coming from your heart, not just like blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. So, and like you said, education is everything. So, you know, what are the most positive, like things you see with your clients? Like what are the benefits you see from your clients that you work with and you give them their tips and tricks? Like what are some mm-hmm. of the feedback, like testimonies from your clients?
Well, I will tell you, first of all, just talking about it with them, just being empathetic and letting them know that they're not alone, that their symptoms do have a reason. Like they're not just tired because they have been chasing around their children and running from here to there all the time. There's like actually physically something going on with them that we can impact. So there's just a general relief of knowing they're not losing their minds. Like things are changing within you. We can work on that, but you also need to accept it and be willing to put in a little bit of work to make some changes. I will tell you, a lot of times it's just some dietary tweaks, some self-care tweaks. I mean, we are not really good at taking care of ourselves. We're really good at talking about it, but a lot of women feel selfish about doing good things for themselves. And I want to tell everybody out there, if you have a friend that has something positive going on with them, celebrate them. Don't make them feel bad that good things are happening. Celebrate them. It'll make you feel good to be happy for them. It'll make them feel appreciated that, wow, I actually do deserve this. It's like this community effort. We can help each other get through this. We just have to stay positive and know what to do with this energy that we're feeling. So yeah, relief is the first part. I've helped a lot of women with their sleep routines because we all know sleep is good for you. And it's just really like a basic thing. Everybody should be sleeping good, but we really need to work on our sleep habits and quality of sleep. I actually have a recent client. I helped, we did some testing and we did a stool GI map and it turned out she had some things going on there. And we ended up doing a gut cleanse and she lost 15 pounds. She lost 15 pounds just from the stool cleanse because her gut was working against her. And, you know, when your gut is out of shape for 20 years, you think it's normal. She thought a lot of the things she was dealing with were normal. They're not normal. And I'm here to help you realize that a lot of the things that we are taking on as normal signs of aging, signs of growing up, signs of getting older, they're not normal and they don't have to be normal just because they're normal for somebody your age in your situation. And that's another thing about menopause is just because things are normal doesn't mean they're normal for you or they should be normal. They're not, excuse me, I'm getting out of control here. Just because something feels normal and is normal for somebody your age doesn't mean it's optimal. Like we can live a more optimal life in our 50s, 60s and beyond. And I've seen it. After, you know, working with women in the pharmacies, helping them with their hormone care, I tested a lot of them. I advised their providers on how to adjust their prescriptions. I see these women totally thriving, sometimes running circles around their husbands as they get older. And it's really inspiring. So I like to bring those stories to my clients and let them know, you're going to have a great life. We're going to work on it together and you are going to feel great and do great.
I love it. So I know that you're big on education. I know that you love to not only help, but educate your clients. So what are you working on now in your own personal practice to help your clients?
Well, I'm really excited about this new program I'm working on. I'm calling it Mastering Midlife. And what it is I want to teach women that you do not have to leave menopause to chance. You can take control of your hormonal outcome. So I've developed a 4-week, 8-module program that's going to be a self-study course. And I chose self-study course because a lot of my clients are a lot like me. Again, we're busy women in America. We don't have a lot of time to get on live calls and sit with a workbook and do some things. I need to have something I can listen to when I'm going from point A to point B, or just getting ready in the morning. So I've made this 8-module course that they can watch on their own and learn from. It's a whole education course, and it goes over topics like menopause 101, hormone balancing nutrition, preparing for lifestyle changes, of course, gut health, mindset, and stress, and what this second act is going to look like for us and what it can look like for us. So I'm really excited to kind of be this. I think about like girls when we were younger, we had that sex ed class. I think of this as like another form of our sex ed, like the second chapter to that first chapter of sex ed that we had, which we know was poorly done anyway. It didn't, my girls right now complain about what they're taught about sex ed in school. So anyways, I want to give them real talk. I want to give them real actionable steps that they can take on their own and be aware of. I don't think many women know that even though menopause, on the average age of menopause, is about 51, for the 12, 15 years leading up to that, you are going through hormonal changes. So you need to start early. You need to start now. You just need to start paying attention to your overall health. And that's what I'm doing with my program.
I think that's awesome. So what we can do is, you know, for everybody that's listening in the show notes, you'll see, we'll have the link to sign up for the class if you're interested in registering for Kelly's class. And then, and it will be that we'll definitely have this published before then. So you will be able to get on. And that, I love the idea of self-learning too, because I know exactly what you mean. There's like so many podcasts and classes and so little time. And I feel like there's so many that are on my list that I want to learn everything. And I agree. So it's being able to do it when it's on your watch is great. So I love the idea of that. There sounds like there's so many great topics, and it sounds like it could benefit so many women of, you know, whether it's perimenopause or even post that are suffering from any of the symptoms, you know, because I hear it from a lot of my clients, you know, where people think they're just doomed if they have that, you know, belly fat, that they're just, well, it's menopause, I can't get rid of it. And like, it's like, right. No, like you said, there's a root cause, there's something else going on in the body too. We can balance out those hormones. We can do it with, you know, with nutrition, we can do it with supplements and herbs and teas and all kinds of fun stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I like to help my clients develop their own hormone philosophy, because a lot of people are like, you need to take hormones. And a lot of women are like, I don't want to take hormones. And I just want to help them understand the pros and cons of both sides and let them have their own hormone philosophy. I don't want anybody to feel pressured to feel a certain way. I just want to educate and bring that information to them. I know I mentioned I'm having this program coming up, but before I release that final program, I'm doing a pre-launch actually. So my pre-launch is going to be where I'm going to give a $200 discount off of the course price for women to come on a Facebook call, or not a Facebook call, but into my Facebook group, and I'll launch the videos there, and then they can comment and I'll interact with them over the development of this program, so that I am there for them, they're there for me, and I can make any tweaks that I need to. They can get feedback, and it could be personal feedback or it could be course feedback, whatever it is. But this pre-launch to me is very important because it'll be very interactive, and they're going to get a lot out of the pre-launch because I will be there with them, versus when my program's out, it's just going to be your own self-study. Just go for it on your own. And so, I'll be doing the pre-launch toward the end of October, and that is going to be one video a week, and then we interact, and then I'll do the second video each, you know, and so on. And then beyond that, I'm going to do a membership site too. So anybody who purchases the program, pre-launch or regular price program, I'm going to give them a 3-month membership into my paid membership site, because here's the other thing. I am immersed in menopause information. I listen to all the important conversations out there from all the credible speakers and credible organizations. And I want to take the juicy bits from all of that and bring it into my membership site, because everybody deserves to learn that, but not everybody has time to learn it or has the credentials to get into some of these programs. So that's what I'm going to do with my membership site. I'm going to bring quick, concise information to my membership site and share it with all of us, because I have so many aha moments when I'm listening to these programs. I'm like, I need to share this with the world. I really do. And I want to share it with people who want to know it and who want to be there for it. So that's another thing I'm going to be doing coming up real soon.
I love it. I think that's so awesome on so many levels, because not only is it giving people education and guidance, it's also giving them support, you know, making them feel like they're not alone, and having other people going through it and having you as a resource to reach out to be like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. And, you know, I'm doing this, it's not working. What can I do to switch things up? What can I do to make things better? So having that support is awesome. And even like you said, like a Facebook group, like that's awesome, you know, where people are able to, you know, look into, you know, where people are able to say, okay, we are, you know, looking at, we're looking at the Facebook group, and we're seeing other women who are going through what we are, and we're connecting with those people, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Community is important, and we need to not be afraid about talking about this. And we need to share our experiences, because feeling alone is a terrible feeling. And as we get older and our kids aren't in school anymore, and we're just not meeting people through the avenues we're used to, community helps so much. And that is part of having a good mindset, is friendships and relationships. That's a very important part of the story.
Oh yeah.
And on another point, I, if possible, am going to figure out how to talk to the husbands too, because this is a family thing, or partners. It doesn't even have to be a husband, be a wife. I don't care. Your partners need to understand what you're going through also. And so that's something else that I have in development.
I'm sensing another podcast coming on, and it'll be like a menopause. This one's for the guys. This one's for the dudes. Ooh, or something. Yeah.
Totally.
I'm sensing another podcast coming on, Kel.
Exactly. I love it.
That's awesome. I know we talked about other podcast topics that that we are interested in before we started recording. So I'm sure all of our listeners, Kelly will be on again soon with other topics as well. So if you guys wanted to check out her course or connect with her to work with her either individually or for her new course that's going to be launching, we'll make sure that this podcast is out before then. But you will be able to connect with her. We'll have all of her information on there. What is your website?
My website is drkellyshab.com, and it's K-E-L-L-Y-E, like Kanye, I've been told recently. So K-E-L-L-Y-E-S-C-H-A-B, like boy, drkellyshab.com.
That's awesome. And then we'll have it in the show notes too. And then we can even put a link to the course too, to register. We can have that on the show notes too, on all of the platforms. So that will be awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on today, for all of your awesome information. And I look forward to having you on again soon.
Thanks, Courtney. This has been a lot of fun.
So much fun. Thanks, Kel. I'll talk to you soon.
Special bonus time for listeners of Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. This is Kelly, and I am extending my pre-sale promo discount for my program, Mastering Midlife. Just email the words Balanced Wellness Solutions to me at connect@drkellyshab.com. That is spelled connect at drkellyeshab.com, or send the words Balanced Wellness Solutions to one of my social accounts, and I will send you the link to sign up at the discounted price through November 11, 2022. Why am I doing this? Well, Courtney and I want you to have balanced wellness solutions. That's why. I hope to see you soon by November 11.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.